My recent post about the Maltese dunce made me think about life lessons I've learned watching Steve Jobs build the Apple brand. He did it his way. This is the Wizard of iPhone Speaking Special, Series 2, Number 90915, for identification. This podcast is sponsored by Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221, and we'll hear from them next. Here's a reminder. Visit cyberwatch.tech if you want to check to see if your email has been breached and is out there on the dark web. You can run our free scan by clicking here. If it has been breached, feel free to ask us how you can protect yourself. For a free email breach check, simply type in your email address below and submit. Our free service runs a dark web scan on your email. Visit cyberwatch.tech. If any results come back, your email address and possibly some passwords are on the dark web, and you should consider signing up for our essential protection that starts at $9.99 a month. Subscribers not only get email monitoring, but also bank account, credit, debit cards, DOB, SSN, phone numbers, home address, medical records, and more monitored in real time, 24/7. Visit cyberwatch.tech. Call 615-662-0235. Do it today. In this podcast, I'm going to tidy up a few posts I've written about during the period I've been limping along with my backup device. 08222023, Low Information Writers Strike Again. Kim Commando reports, and here I quote, "Smart bulb hack. A big-time flaw on the top-selling TP-Link TAPQ350E smart bulb app. It steals your password. It's an imprecise expression, hack number 3 of writing by chatbot. Users have been misled by smart doesn't mean intelligence. It means capable of being connected. A smart light bulb just means it can be turned off and on remotely. But that characteristic does not live in the device. Commands must enter through your portal. Light bulbs do not have built-in memory."
Hi, it's Lily Hudson, your brain change expert. Each week, I'll be bringing you an important tip to create a healthier body and more energy. The most important thing you can do for yourself is to eat well. I'll be sharing exactly how you can do that by making subtle shifts that make a big difference in your life. Find out more at slenderstrongandfit.com. Discover what's stopping you. See you next week.
You've heard of the Maltese Falcon. Sit back and relax while I tell you about the Maltese Dunce. You've seen the photo, I'm sure, courtesy of the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition. The Maltese dunce holding a clutch of charging cables, trumpeting the new C connector for Apple devices. He's just another 21st century fraud. Like most Americans, you probably scurried to Wikipedia and found Malta is a small island in the western Mediterranean Sea, formerly a British crown colony. During World War II, Malta was pounded by the Luftwaffe and set a standard for taking punishment that London's East End could envy. None of the cables he's holding are for Apple devices. They're not white. Every Apple device uses white cables. The problem lies with the other devices, not those with the white cable. There's a reason it's called a lightning connector. It has gold contacts. The truth of the matter lives in efficiency. It's those gold contacts which do the job. Apple devices have always cost more because they do more. Apple gets to save money because the new C connector doesn't have gold in the contacts. So now they will work just like the other slow devices, and you can thank the Maltese dunce if your device no longer charges rapidly. Apple gets to increase its bottom line. We shareholders are truly grateful. Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, leave your message and contact information. That's 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic. More on Kim Komando's site 0822. And here I quote again. There are not 243 million Facebook users. There may be 243 million accounts. Recently, Facebook announced it will begin to purge users who have not signed on in 24 months, which in my circle will be a significant reduction of contacts. Life lessons I've learned while I watched Steve Jobs build the Apple brand. While the rest of the world was seeing how cheap they could sell computers, Ken Burns was producing the Civil War on a Mac. If a Macintosh had existed in 1977, it wouldn't have taken 6 years to produce Star Wars. Apple products cost more because they do more. The first home color printer was a Mac. Your iPhone is the best camera you'll ever own, and it doesn't cost $2,500. Steve Jobs never asked for anyone for business advice. At any time, if you bought Apple stock instead of the device, you would have made money. Don't believe me? Ask Al Gore. Join me on Monday, Wizard of iPhone Speaks, for my interview with Adam Bizzard, director of Operation Andrew. We'll also explore this headline from Yahoo Finance, and here I quote, 57% of news writers' recent jobs loss because of the impact of AI, end of quote. This has been the Wizard of iPhone Speaks special, Series 2, Number 9, for identification.